Background for trusting God's plan A is from 1 Samuel in chapter 5. Long before the story of David and Goliath, God had allowed the Philistines, their enemies, to steal the Ark of God to show the Israelites that the Ark itself was not magic power. God was our power.
A clue to the riddle of David's five stones is First Chronicles 20.
King Saul, who God had honored to be king of Israel, kept disobeying God and then making excuses. See 1 Samuel chapter 15. Even though Samuel the prophet warned Saul that rebellion against God is as bad as witchcraft and that stubbornness is a sin as bad as idolatry, God finally told Saul in 13:14 that God rejected him.
Why do Christians just hope God saves? Backup plans. Do we think that God might miss and not answer our prayers? Plan B when we think that God is slow. Plan C when we want our own plans more. Plan D thinking God will fix mistakes made with plans B, C, D, E. So David got five stones for Samuel 17 because that's how God guided him. That's how God guided him.
God tells us through Samuel 13:14 that he rejected Saul because, quote, "The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart, because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you." In 1740, the young boy David, who did love God, chose for himself five stones, and God guided him. 1 and 1 Chronicles 25 and 2 Samuel 21, 16 to 22, that there were indeed more than one giant among the Philistines who hated God's people. God saves his people as he will save us from our giant, described in 1 Peter 5, 8, as a roaring lion out to destroy us, just as Jesus warned in John 10, 10. But through Jesus, his son, God will save all who honor him from every giant in your life.